Lesson 31.
Where's Sally, Jack?
She's in the garden, Jean.
What is she doing?
She's sitting under the tree.
Is Tim in the garden too?
Yes, he is. He's climbing the tree.
I beg your pardon. Who is climbing the tree?
Tim is.
What about the dog?
The dog's in the garden, too. It's running across the grass. It's running after a cat.
Lesson 31.
Where's Sally, Jack?
She's in the garden, Jean.
What is she doing?
She's sitting under the tree.
Is Tim in the garden, too?
Yes, he is. He's climbing the tree.
I beg your pardon. Who is climbing the tree?
Tim is.
What about the dog?
The dog's in the garden too. It's running across the grass. It's running after a cat.
Lesson 33. It is a fine day today. There are some clouds in the sky. But the sun is shining. Mr. Jones is with his family. They are walking over the bridge. There are some boats on the river. Mr. Jones and his wife are looking at them. Sally is looking at a big ship. The ship is going under the bridge. Tim is looking at an aeroplane. The aeroplane is flying over the river. Lesson 33. It is a fine day today. There are some clouds in the sky, but the sun is shining. Mr. Jones is with his family. They are walking over the bridge. There are some boats on the river. Mr. Jones and his wife are looking at them. Sally is looking at a big ship. The ship is going under the bridge. Tim is looking at an aeroplane. The aeroplane is flying over the river. Lesson 35.
This is a photograph of our village. Our village is in a valley. It is between two hills. The village is on a river. Here is another photograph of the village. My wife and I are walking along the banks of the river. We are on the left. There is a boy in the water. He is swimming across the river. Here is another photograph. This is the school building. It is beside a park. The park is on the right. Some children are coming out of the building. Some of them are going into the park.
Lesson 35.
This is a photograph of our village. Our village is in a valley. It is between two hills. The village is on a river. Here is another photograph of the village. My wife and I are walking along the banks of the river. We are on the left. There is a boy in the water. He is swimming across the river. Here is another photograph. This is the school building. It is beside a park. The park is on the right. Some children are coming out of the building. Some of them are going into the park.
Lesson 37.
You're working hard, George. What are you doing?
I'm making a bookcase. Give me that hammer, please, Fred.
Which hammer? This one?
No, not that one. The big one.
Here you are.
Thanks, Fred.
What are you going to do now, George?
I'm going to paint it.
What colour are you going to paint it?
I'm going to paint it pink.
Pink?
This bookcase isn't for me. It's for my daughter, Susan. Pink's her favourite colour. Lesson 37.
You're working hard, George. What are you doing?
I'm making a bookcase. Give me that hammer, please, Fred.
Which hammer? This one?
No, not that one. The big one.
Here you are.
Thanks, Fred.
What are you going to do now, George?
I'm going to paint it.
What colour are you going to paint it?
I'm going to paint it pink.
Pink?
This bookcase isn't for me. It's for my daughter, Susan. Pink's her favourite colour. Lesson 39.
What are you going to do with that vase, Mary?
I'm going to put it on the radio, John.
Don't do that. Give it to me.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to put it here, in front of the window.
Be careful. Don't drop it. Don't put it there, John. Put it here, on this shelf.
There we are. It's a lovely vase.
Those flowers are lovely, too.
Lesson 39.
What are you going to do with that vase, Mary?
I'm going to put it on the radio, John.
Don't do that. Give it to me.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to put it here, in front of the window.
Be careful. Don't drop it. Don't put it there, John. Put it here, on this shelf.
There we are. It's a lovely vase.
Those flowers are lovely, too.
Lesson 41.
Is that bag heavy, Mary?
Not very.
Here, put it on this chair. What's in it?
A piece of cheese. A loaf of bread. A bar of soap. A bar of chocolate. A bottle of milk. A pound of sugar. Half a pound of coffee. A quarter of a pound of tea. And a tin of tobacco.
Is that tin of tobacco for me?
Well, it's certainly not for me.
Lesson 41.
Is that bag heavy, Mary?
Not very.
Here, put it on this chair. What's in it?
A piece of cheese. A loaf of bread. A bar of soap. A bar of chocolate. A bottle of milk. A pound of sugar. Half a pound of coffee. A quarter of a pound of tea. And a tin of tobacco.
Is that tin of tobacco for me?
Well, it's certainly not for me.
Lesson 43.
Can you make the tea, John?
Yes, of course I can, Mary. Is there any water in this kettle?
Yes, there is.
Where's the tea, dear?
It's over there, behind the teapot. Can you see it?
I can see the teapot, but I can't see the tea.
There it is. It's in front of you.
Ah, yes. I can see it now. Where are the teacups?
There are some in the cupboard. Can you find them?
Yes. Here they are.
Hurry up, John. The kettle's boiling.
Lesson 43.
Can you make the tea, John?
Yes, of course I can, Mary. Is there any water in this kettle?
Yes, there is.
Where's the tea, dear?
It's over there, behind the teapot. Can you see it?
I can see the teapot, but I can't see the tea.
There it is. It's in front of you.
Ah, yes. I can see it now. Where are the teacups?
There are some in the cupboard. Can you find them?
Yes. Here they are.
Hurry up, John. The kettle's boiling.
Lesson 45.
Can you come here a minute, please, Bob?
Yes, sir.
Where's Miss Jones?
She's next door. She's in her office, sir.
Can she type this letter for me? Ask her, please.
Yes, sir. Can you type this letter for the boss, please, Miss Jones?
Yes, of course I can.
Here you are.
Thank you, Bob. Bob?
Yes? What's the matter?
I can't type this letter. I can't read it. The boss's handwriting is terrible.
Lesson 45.
Can you come here a minute, please, Bob?
Yes, sir.
Where's Miss Jones?
She's next door. She's in her office, sir.
Can she type this letter for me? Ask her, please.
Yes, sir. Can you type this letter for the boss, please, Miss Jones?
Yes, of course I can.
Here you are.
Thank you, Bob. Bob?
Yes? What's the matter?
I can't type this letter. I can't read it. The boss's handwriting is terrible.
Lesson 47.
Do you like coffee, Mrs. Price?
Yes, I do.
Do you want a cup?
Yes, please, Mrs. Young.
Do you want any sugar?
Yes, please.
Do you want any milk?
No, thank you. I don't like milk in my coffee. I like black coffee.
Do you like biscuits?
Yes, I do.
Do you want one?
Yes, please.
Lesson 47.
Do you like coffee, Mrs. Price?
Yes, I do.
Do you want a cup?
Yes, please, Mrs. Young.
Do you want any sugar?
Yes, please.
Do you want any milk?
No, thank you. I don't like milk in my coffee. I like black coffee.
Do you like biscuits?
Yes, I do.
Do you want one?
Yes, please.
Lesson 49.
Do you want any meat today, Mrs. Bird?
Yes, please.
Do you want beef or lamb?
Beef, please.
This lamb's very good.
I like lamb, but my husband doesn't.
What about some steak? This is a nice piece.
Give me that piece, please. And a pound of mince, too.
Do you want a chicken, Mrs. Bird? They're very nice.
No, thank you. My husband likes steak, but he doesn't like chicken.
To tell you the truth, Mrs. Bird, I don't like chicken either.
Lesson 49.
Do you want any meat today, Mrs. Bird?
Yes, please.
Do you want beef or lamb?
Beef, please.
This lamb's very good.
I like lamb, but my husband doesn't.
What about some steak? This is a nice piece.
Give me that piece, please. And a pound of mince, too.
Do you want a chicken, Mrs. Bird? They're very nice.
No, thank you. My husband likes steak, but he doesn't like chicken.
To tell you the truth, Mrs. Bird, I don't like chicken either.
Lesson 51.
Where do you come from?
I come from Greece.
What's the climate like in your country?
It's very pleasant.
What's the weather like in spring?
It's often windy in March. It's always warm in April and May. But it rains sometimes.
What's it like in summer?
It's always hot in June, July and August. The sun shines every day.
Is it cold or warm in autumn?
It's always warm in September and October. It's often cold in November. And it rains sometimes.
Is it very cold in winter?
It's often cold in December, January and February. It snows sometimes. Lesson 51.
Where do you come from?
I come from Greece.
What's the climate like in your country?
It's very pleasant.
What's the weather like in spring?
It's often windy in March. It's always warm in April and May. But it rains sometimes.
What's it like in summer?
It's always hot in June, July and August. The sun shines every day.
Is it cold or warm in autumn?
It's always warm in September and October. It's often cold in November. And it rains sometimes.
Is it very cold in winter?
It's often cold in December, January and February. It snows sometimes. Lesson 53.
Where do you come from?
I come from England.
What's the climate like in your country?
It's mild, but it's not always pleasant. The weather's often cold in the north and windy in the east. It's often wet in the west, and sometimes warm in the south.
Which seasons do you like best?
I like spring and summer. The days are long and the nights are short. The sun rises early and sets late. I don't like autumn and winter. The days are short and the nights are long. The sun rises late and sets early. Our climate is not very good, but it's certainly interesting. It's our favorite subject of conversation. Lesson 53.
Where do you come from?
I come from England.
What's the climate like in your country?
It's mild, but it's not always pleasant. The weather's often cold in the north and windy in the east. It's often wet in the west and sometimes warm in the south.
Which seasons do you like best?
I like spring and summer. The days are long and the nights are short. The sun rises early and sets late. I don't like autumn and winter. The days are short and the nights are long. The sun rises late and sets early. Our climate is not very good, but it's certainly interesting. It's our favorite subject of conversation. Lesson 55. The Sawyers live at 87 King Street. In the morning, Mr. Sawyer goes to work, and the children go to school. Their father takes them to school every day. Mrs. Sawyer stays at home every day. She does the housework. She always eats her lunch at noon. In the afternoon, she usually sees her friends. They often drink tea together. In the evening, the children come home from school. They arrive home early. Mr. Sawyer comes home from work. He arrives home late. At night, the children always do their homework. Then they go to bed. Mr. Sawyer usually reads his newspaper. But sometimes he and his wife watch television. Lesson 55. The Sawyers live at 87 King Street. In the morning, Mr. Sawyer goes to work, and the children go to school. Their father takes them to school every day. Mrs. Sawyer stays at home every day. She does the housework. She always eats her lunch at noon. In the afternoon, she usually sees her friends. They often drink tea together. In the evening, the children come home from school. They arrive home early. Mr. Sawyer comes home from work. He arrives home late. At night, the children always do their homework. Then they go to bed. Mr. Sawyer usually reads his newspaper. But sometimes he and his wife watch television.
Bye.